The power of purpose. The Bible tells us that God knew us before we were born, before we even entered the womb. This fact has escaped the attention of most people. If God knew us before we were born, He must have big plans for us, right? When Jesus began His ministry, He chose 12 men to become His disciples. He immediately started showing and telling these disciples why He was here and that things were changing. Jesus wanted His disciples to broaden their horizons as He shared the good news with them. Socrates said, "The secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new." Jesus did not build His ministry with men who were scholars. He selected mostly a collection of simple men who worked for a living as fishermen. Along the way, He also added a despised tax collector. Jesus did not mince words. He went about doing His mission because He knew time was limited and there was much to be done. The disciples found out quickly that Jesus was an extraordinary man. He was soft-spoken and He loved mankind. With simple parables, He taught the people things they had never heard before. He took the time to explain to His disciples that He was on earth to help the hurting, not the well. The many miracles convinced the disciples and the crowds that steadily grew as His mission, His purpose in life unfolded. He was praised by all the people who were healed, the sick, the blind, and the lame. Everywhere Jesus went, the news of His power to heal followed Him. Crowds grew larger. They wanted forgiveness of sin and the opportunity to be near and to hear about a new way to live their lives. As His disciples grew in knowledge, they became more and more impressed with what He had to say, to the point that some of them believed Him to be the Son of God. There was a point where Jesus shared more of His mission with His disciples. They were uncertain on how to handle the news. There was shock and disbelief that Jesus was destined to die at some point in the future. As the time was approaching, the disciples left Jesus to pray while they slept. And then they scattered in the wind when He was arrested. Judas had betrayed Him, and Peter denied knowing Him 3 times. Jesus went to the cross alone for our sins. He created a way for us to approach the throne of God. Jesus was crucified and buried. He arose on the 3rd day. It was at this time that the disciples were afraid and unsure of their own future. He appeared to His disciples and explained that the Holy Spirit would be sent to help them with their mission and to spread the good news to the entire world. Many of these disciples suffered difficult lives trying to fulfill their missions, but they never faltered. They strive to live their lives using the example Jesus had given them. The Holy Spirit guided them and showed them how to be more and more like Jesus. God so loved the world that He sent His Son Jesus to give the world a new direction with His teachings. Purpose takes on new meaning when we look at the supreme sacrifice that Jesus made. We reach a point in our lives when we begin to wonder just why were we created? What purpose could we have? We know that God knows all mankind before they are born and gives each of us a purpose. Humanity might be thought of as sand to the ocean. Mankind is numerous, the number is staggering, and yet we have to understand that each one of us is individually precious in God's sight. God gave Jesus a mission, and he has a mission for us. Much of our young lives are dependent on family or caretakers. We are what we are taught. Many are fortunate to have a loving family unit and to grow up in it, but some grow up without that security. But it does not matter what your childhood was like. God has a mission, a purpose for everyone, and everyone is equal in his sight. We were born with the tools and abilities to discover our mission or purpose. We can use those tools to start working on our mission. When we accept it, we choose to follow the advice of Norman Vincent Peale, who said, "Change your thoughts and you change your world." Your happiness and peace of mind depends on finding your purpose and pursuing it. The essence of each person's purpose lays in the betterment of mankind and the world. We should ask ourselves the following question. With my tools, talents, abilities, and passions, how can I best contribute to the good of mankind? And what do I love doing so much that I would do it for free? Purpose is only for good. Your purpose should be showing your desire to become more like Jesus. Your desire to help the downtrodden, the sick, the lonely, and the people who just need an encouraging word to teach them that there is a loving God who loves them so much may just be what your mission is all about. Purpose is clarified in Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. You are very important to your Heavenly Father. He loves you dearly and is with you always. Invite him into your life and meditate to discover your mission and get busy working on it. Jesus was not concerned with station in life when he chose 12 men to become his disciples. Jesus is still into teaching disciples to be his eyes, ears, arms, and legs and voice on the earth. Discover and accept the mission and purpose you have been given. If you do, your world will never be the same. The power of working to fulfill your mission will give you the love, happiness, and peace of mind that you really deserve.